J.B. Van Hollen wants another term as Attorney General. He really seems to enjoy talking about what his job entails and how much he likes doing it. He says when he got his law degree at UW-Madison 20 years ago, he thought it might help him in managing his own business. Instead, he says, he found he liked arguing cases so much, he decided to make the law his career.
One of the things I like about arguing in a courtroom, especially in front of a jury, was that you have to argue based upon largely the facts that are in evidence. So the judge, the jury, the defense attorney, the prosecutor, everybody knows what the facts are, and it's just who can make the best legal argument from that. I miss that in large part because politics doesn't have any such constraints.
Van Hollen also misses his hometown. He was born in Chautauq, Wisconsin, about an hour north of Eau Claire.
But, you know, I'm from northern Wisconsin. The extreme reach is northern Wisconsin. I love it out there. I'm an outdoorsman. I wanted to live my life up there.
Van Hollen says that's why he liked his first job so much as a lawyer with the public defender's office in Spooner. But his love for the courtroom led to jobs as both a federal and a state prosecutor in other parts of the state. And he says now he's learned to love the political lobbying work he has to do in Madison as Attorney General. He's proud of his role as the top lobbyist for county prosecutors and police and sheriff's departments across the state. It's his way of acting on his strong belief in limited government. He sees public safety as one of the very few things government should be spending tax dollars on.
Believe more in the individual to make decisions for themselves versus the government to make the decisions for them. However, if there's one area that government absolutely needs to be involved in and exist for, it's protecting those freedoms and liberties, you know, for them to be able to make these decisions for themselves. We can't have anarchy.
And one of Van Hollen's most vigorous initiatives in preventing that anarchy has been seeking out and prosecuting child sex abusers and pornographers. His office has trained dozens of police and sheriff departments in how to catch predatory pedophiles. He says it's not just about punishing the perpetrators.
When you hear prisoners say, you know what ruined me was when I was sexually abused as a child, and most sexual abusers were sexually abused as children. If you keep a kid from being sexually assaulted, hopefully you've prevented a crime today. But hopefully you've also prevented them from being a criminal down the road.
Van Hollen has come under fire from those who say he has politicized the Department of Justice by refusing to defend his primary client, the state government. This past year, he declined to defend the new state domestic partner registry against a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality. But UW-Madison law professor and former Department of Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey says voters should measure such decisions using a nonpartisan yardstick.
The Attorney General might not necessarily see adherence to the client's purposes or goals as consistent with the Attorney General's responsibility to justice. And that doesn't make either one more virtuous than the other. It's just different points of view.
Certainly Van Hollen is not worried about criticism of his ideological stance. He is straightforward about being a Republican, and he hopes his commitment to making public safety a top priority convinces voters to elect him to a second 4-year term. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.